Queer fashion has always existed, just as queer people have always existed. For the last 50-plus years, clothing and accessory styles have been used to display and communicate a person's sexual orientation to other queer people. Jace Renoir, a sophomore and part-time model at Ohio University, says that his fashion choices leave no questions to people wondering about his identity.
I wear shorts that are a lot shorter than most straight men wear shorts. Their shorts go to their knees, and I wear shorts that are like a lot higher than that. So I guess that would probably be a signifier, I guess, because my shorts are at a more feminine length. So automatically, people are going to assume that then that I'm gay because I have more feminine qualities.
Historically, queer fashion has served as a way for people to send messages to other members in the community. Bandanas and single earrings were meant to show sexual preferences, depending on the side of the body they were worn and the color. And safety pins on jackets were often code for gay men who preferred safe sex. At the same time, queer women started picking up on menswear heavy dress and often sported pins and t-shirts from the widespread feminist movements at the time. Singers like George Michael, Elton John, Prince, and David Bowie all inspired many queer people, particularly men, to push gender boundaries, and Ellen DeGeneres' menswear choices were very popular for other lesbians in the 1990s and 2000s, as well as actresses like Liv Tyler and Meg Ryan. But while today's queer fashion is still distinct, it is also slowly becoming more mainstream. Queer people may find it harder to identify other queer people by just their clothing choices alone.
The DIY boy, like the general stereotype, I cannot tell if they are gay or if they are straight. That's been something that, like, this entire year, because a lot of them are comfortable with painting their nails and kissing boys and talking about sex and sexuality, and some of them are even, like, more effeminate and are okay with that. And then, so you ask someone, oh, is, like, so-and-so, like, gay? Are they straight? Oh, no, they're straight. And so it does break the gaydar, because a lot of the DIY boys seem as if they would be gay, but they're not. They're actually straight because they had borrowed from gay culture.
Cultural appropriation is defined by mainstream society borrowing elements of an underrepresented or marginalized group. Delphine Bautista, director of the LGBT Center at Ohio University, believes queer appropriation poses risks for members of the queer community.
With non-queer folks starting to use queer fashion, it's that blurring that, like you said, isn't necessarily always safe for us. And so the things that we look for in terms of being able to connect with someone, either just to socialize or for something more, now we have to question ourselves, like, oh, maybe they're not. And there's the interaction with the person, but then also the interaction with folks around that. And sort of, it's not just, how is this person going to interact with me? How is everyone around that person going to then interact with me? And so there's safety concerns. And my hunch is that others aren't also thinking about that. They just think, like, oh, look, it's trendy.
As a Black student, Jace is acutely aware of cultural appropriation. He doesn't believe queer culture is being compromised at the same level that Black culture is.
I don't think it's necessarily like a big issue. And I guess I also wouldn't want to deny someone from expressing themselves. If that's how they really feel they want to dress and behave, I would not want to deny them that, especially because as being a marginalized person, I know what it feels like to be denied expressing yourself. And I wouldn't want to do that to someone, because I guess in this situation, I don't feel like a blatant disrespect as I would if it was maybe something racially based, I guess. And it's not to say that sexuality is like less than race. I guess I just don't feel like I have something that's like inherently a gay thing.
But what queer fashion is really about, in Delphine's eyes, is challenging stereotypes and power structures.
What I've appreciated folks also starting to do is challenging some of these notions that my queerness isn't defined by what I'm wearing. And so the fact that I'm wearing a t-shirt and jeans doesn't make me any less queer than a person who is and more androgynous or, you know, sort of high fashion type thing. And that my wearing t-shirt and jeans as a university administrator is a way of me challenging and queering what it means to be a professional. And so there's the style of clothing, but also how we use the clothing.
For The Outlet, I'm Julie Holbert.